Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business today, beloved. Regardless of where you may find yourself today as you're listening to my voice, I want you to know that as we look around us at the world, it seems out of control. But there is one who does control the events of this world. There is a God in heaven who has a timetable, and all things are working according to His wisdom, His power, and the timing of His wisdom and foreknowledge. And it is a time of turmoil and sorrow. Jesus said that these things would happen. As we look around about us at the world, it's a frightening experience even to listen to the news, the things that are occurring. And it's just as Jesus said, there are wars, rumors of wars. What is the one thing that sets people against people? Why do we have war between nations? Why is there strife in the home? And the answer is hate. James addresses this in chapter 4. He's speaking now, of course, to Christians, but he says, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." Verse 4 says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God." Jesus said that before He returns to this earth again, His second coming, there will be many who will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. Jesus said this was one of the signs, which is the beginning of sorrows. In Matthew 24 and 10, He said, "And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another." Jesus told His disciples that they would be hated by the world. Isn't that true? He said, "If they hated me, they will hate you." In Matthew 24 and 9, Jesus said, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." And as we look about us at a world in turmoil, and even in the church world, unfortunately, there's trouble. It keeps the world in turmoil, one thing upon another. And Job said during his time of suffering, "Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward." That's Job 5 and 7. And David said during his time of guilt from the sins he committed, and that was Psalm 88 and 3, he said, "My soul is full of troubles." There is the trouble that's found in misplaced values. Trouble befalls the income of the wicked. That's Proverbs 15 and 6. And as we look into the world around us, we see such insecurity. We see insecurity everywhere. There's no safety. There's no assurance of well-being. And it's seen in the anxiety from life. As we look about, we see that there's fear and there's anger and there's insecurity and trouble and hate. And what is the answer? Well, the Word of God tells us that there is an answer, And the answer is found in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That word faith conveys a meaning of assurance, of belief, of fidelity. And the answers are found in faith in God. Jesus is the answer to the world's problems and troubles. And even that initial faith that we receive, it's a gift of God, so that we are able to acknowledge that we're sinners, that we've made mistakes, that we've blown it, that we haven't followed the living God with a whole heart. It is faith that enables us to come to God and to repent. And I sense many are going to be listening today and in these next several days. I feel such a burden for those who are far off from God, those who have never really acknowledged Jesus, or they may have had experiences in churches, or even they may be a member of a church, but they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. Or perhaps they did acknowledge Jesus at one time, but they're backslid and they're in the world and they're doing their own thing, and they don't know the joy and the peace that comes from fellowship with the living God. And so my desire for this broadcast and perhaps the next few broadcasts is that we, as the people of God, those that are walking with God, that we will pray for those who are afar off. Jesus stands at the door and knocks, and he is wanting people to open to him and to allow him to come in. And he says he would sup with them. And I'm actually sharing some of the words that Jesus spoke in the book of Revelation. I'll share those with you. But while the book of Revelation is primarily an unfolding of end time events, the sorrows, the woes that will occur at the end of the age, primarily it is a book of invitation to those who have ears to hear. In verse 17 of that last chapter, Revelation 22, the word says, "And the Spirit," that's the Holy Spirit, "and the bride," that's the bride of Christ, that we're speaking the same message, "come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." There is the water of life is flowing. There's a river that is flowing from the throne of God, that if we would drink of that water, we will never thirst again. Remember in the fourth chapter of John, Jesus was ministering to the Samaritan woman. He said, "The waters that I give, you'll never thirst again." And she said, "Oh, give me of that water so I don't have to come here to the well." And he was referring to the waters of life. If we would receive the Lord Jesus, the Word of God tells us, out of our innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And I'd like to share a few of the words of Jesus that are recorded in the third chapter of the book of Revelation. In that third chapter, and I'd like to start reading at verse 20, Jesus is speaking. He was actually, this is the seventh church he was addressing, the church of Laodicea. And he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." He's speaking of an invitation of intimate fellowship, as you would with someone you loved, or that you wanted to get to know more intimately. There's few situations or opportunities for developing friendship as that occurs over a meal. It's been true historically through the ages, and even in times in our present day, when we give a party, when we want to fellowship with those that we love or want to get to know, we do it over a meal. Isn't that true? And so The Lord uses this very familiar example as an invitation to those who have ears to hear, that they would come, that they would sense the presence of God, the knocking of the Spirit of God upon the door of their hearts. Verse 20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church." The Lord is knocking at the heart's door of every person that doesn't know him as Lord and Savior. And the words that I've just shared with you, that I quoted from the third chapter of Revelation, verse 20 through 22, are twofold. They are to the Laodicean church, which is, some scholars say, a church age that they felt, let me just refer back to some preceding verses. The Lord is saying in verse 15, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot, but because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." And also, of course, they apply to the sinner. The Lord is standing at the door of our hearts, and he's knocking. Can you hear his voice? Praise God. Well, I see my time is drawing to a close, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. But the Lord is desiring to draw us into relationship with him that we've not known before. You may be unsaved, or you may have walked with the Lord for many years, but there's a depth of intimacy he's wanting to draw his people into if we will hear the knocking on the door of our hearts. I love you. I thank you for joining me today, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I will pray for you personally, and if you share your mailing address, I'll send back a personal letter that will minister to you and touch your heart's needs. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.